This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Tom, I woke up so confused this morning.
Why? Because why?
Because it's black outside, it's dark, but last week it was
so
sunny.
Daylight savings got you confused.
Oh, that's what that is. Yeah.
Lucky you're pretty because, Jesus, yeah.
That genuinely confused me. I actually didn't know why.
You didn't know what was happening?
No, I was just like, oh, last week was so sunny.
Are you a daylight saving, like, do you like it or dislike? Are you one of those people that thinks, oh, no, it fades my curtains and...
I don't even have curtains.
Well, you do. Your mum's put them up in your bedroom, hasn't she?
No, we've got shutters. Anyway, not like irrelevant. I mean, I liked it when you go out at night. It's darker earlier when it's not daylight savings because people generally
start
partying.
Oh, so you like to get out in the dark?
Yeah, like a night owl.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, well, I'm all for daylight saving. We should have it all year, every year.
All year, every year.
Yeah, non-stop.
Quick thing. I love you and all. You walk into the studio, I've got a new tattoo on my ankle.
It's gross.
And you say, oh no, what's all my phones more important? I don't even know what you're on about. What do you mean it's gross?
It was a picture of Chance Crawford in a pair of tights where you could see an outline of his,
what
he was packing. It's way more important than some little tattoo of someone from The Simpsons.
I can't compete.
And it's a nerdy guy from The Simpsons. It's like Ned Flanders' son.
Oh, you know that much. That's pretty impressive.
Well, so I do know a little bit. The Simpsons have been going for like 30 something years, my love. I did rewatch it a few years ago.
All right. Well, I'm glad you at least know who the character is. Today we're talking parenting techniques. I had a date. We're recapping it. It may have fallen short.
I don't mean to giggle. That was really mean.
It was.
You know what? Lucky you're pretty. It doesn't matter. You've been dumped by a lovely looking girl, but we'll talk about that later.
Lucky I'm pretty, but apparently that doesn't even matter.
No. I'm very sad.
Oh.
Well, I'm not sad. I had to spend $800 yesterday on taking my dog to the vet for a little operation.
$800
Well, it was for teeth. She had to have teeth removed.
What was wrong with the teeth?
She cracked them.
Oh, on what? Yeah. Do you know?
She eats big giant bones. The vet's given me now. It's funny how it's like humans. One day you got to feed your dog bones, and next week you can't feed them bones, and then I don't know. It just cost me a fortune.
So, what's the verdict? Is your doggy okay?
Oh no, she's fine.
Okay,
she's fine, of course, but she's got two teeth missing. But I was thinking, I never spent $800 on my children's teeth. what am I doing spending that type of money? It's ridiculous.
What did you do? Were you one of those dads that put like floss around a kid's tooth when it was loose and like close the door on them? Like,
look, I did want to do it to one of my kids. We're going to tie it to the back of the tractor and pull it out. But the best one was when one of my child swallowed theirs by accident. And then, of course, I said, oh, that means the tooth fairy can't come. And then, when you've got to look through the poo to try and find it.
Yeah. You had to do that?
No, of course I didn't. I just pretended I found it and put money in the tooth
fairy. Is that a common thing where kids swallow their teeth?
Well, I think so. Yeah.
Really? I never swallowed a tooth. I know my brother never swallowed. Andy, you ever swallow a tooth as a kid?
No teeth swallowing here.
Tom, I think that's just your kids.
Only one. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What's wrong? Why? That's not bad. But I was just thinking, I've never been to hospital. I've never had an operation.
Really?
I've never been to hospital.
You're telling me your vibrant looks at your age is all natural.
All natural.
Get out of town.
You know what? I went to a hospital once last year, and that was only for them to put the camera up my rear end and have a look.
Is that
because
a thing I'm that
50,
still happens?
Because I'm 50.
Do you still have to get those a colonoscopy? Is that what it is?
All I know is I had to drink this stuff that just about... Oh, it was the worst. That was the worst. And, of course, the doctor walked in. He was so attractive. And I thought, I'm so embarrassed. I thought, just put me to sleep before you go anywhere near my rear. I don't need to know what's going to happen. Yeah. But I don't count that as going to hospital.
No, of course you don't.
Well, I mean, it wasn't. It's because I was 50. I had to do it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Of course, Wayne dobbed me in because I have family history of bowel cancer.
Of course.
All the males in my dad's side of the family all have died from cancer.
Well, good you're being responsible then.
Well, no, I wasn't going to tell the doctor, but Wayne dobbed me in. And I've gone, no, that's not true. And I thought, it is true. Yeah.
I went to hospital 2 years ago or 3 years. I can't remember. When I was in year 12, I had this this growth under my left pectoral.
Oh, so you had man boobies.
I had just a singular boob. It wasn't even the other one. The other one was fine, normal. But then this one was like a B cup. I'm not kidding.
I'm not laughing. That's really
and mean. It was like, it was kind of painful. I was scared that it was going to be something cancerous. It wasn't. But I still, no kid wants to grow up with a man titty and then a normal titty.
No. I thought when you first said you went for surgery, I was going to say, you could have got him to fix the nose. I mean, whoever paid for that. Yeah. I mean, I thought all good little Italian boys and girls got a nose done for their 16th birthday. That's just part of life.
Gather round, folks. It's time for
Wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom. Yeah.
So last week, Tom, I asked you for date advice.
Yeah, I gave you some fantastic advice. Fantastic.
And I followed it all?
You didn't follow it at all.
I did follow it all.
You're a millennial who you think you know everything better than everybody else. Of course you didn't follow my advice.
Why are you going to attack me? I followed your advice and I did it to the T.
Did you get a second date?
I got a second date. Didn't get a third date, though.
Yeah, so you thought the first date you followed the advice, the second date you thought you could be yourself. One of my advices was do not show her the real you until at least the six dates until you had a hooked, lined and sinker.
But all I was nice. I don't know what else to do. Okay, so the reason why I haven't gotten a third date is because I asked her for one and she texted me back and she said, totally, !
Oh, okay. That's like a punch in the gut. Totally.
That's the whole thing, a punch to the gut.
Yeah.
And then she followed up with, I don't know when I'm free next. I'll let you know.
Look, fantastic. We're already getting messages from lovely Joy listeners. Mm-hmm. God, they're the most intelligent bunch in all the listeners in the world. Who wouldn't say that? Here, send her a message and humbly apologise for your behaviour.
What have I done wrong? I was so nice.
Listen, if this guy's been listening to you on air for the last 8 months, he knows what you've done wrong. We all know what you've done wrong.
Why don't I know what I've done wrong then?
Yeah, you showed your true colours. Yeah, I told you that. That was my rule number two. Do not let her see the real you until at least date six.
I didn't.
When you had a hooked.
I didn't. I even paid for popcorn and everything. I was
Big spender. What a whole 13 cents to go.
13 cents? What are you living in the Stone Ages? Jesus.
Hey, listen, I can go down to like one of those little, you know, Safeways and 13 cents, pop a bit of corn.
I didn't go to Safeway though. I did the whole experience.
You took it to Boost Juice. I said to you, that is not a date to start with. There's no table. You're standing in a queue with everybody else. Just because you were silly enough to pay $8 for a squeezed orange.
I don't want to be attacked right now. I'm fragile.
Well, I'm sorry.
And I need your help because she's responded with that. Mm. I haven't seen the message yet. I haven't gone in and clicked on it. I've just seen the outskirts of it. What do I respond to?
Oh, no, sweetheart. That message has basically what I said, which means remove my number from your phone contacts. Never contact me again, and if you see me on the streets, pretend you don't know me.
That's what I'm thinking as well.
She doesn't want no follower on.
So I don't respond to that.
God no.
But she has one of my jumpers and I like that jumper.
Oh, let it go. Would you pay $6 for it I've been shopping with you.
The onslaught continues. I'm fragile, Thomas. I'm a little butterfly.
I've been shopping with you multiple times. I know where you shop. You didn't pay that much for it. Let it go. It's a jumper. It's not that important.
Wow. Thanks heaps, Tom. That was so darn helpful. Another Tom's Wisdom and it was successful.
A dad of five, he faced a tricky situation with his kids and he's facing a bit of criticism for it.
Dad of five? Oh, God's sake, put a TV in the bedroom. Calm down. We're overpopulated as it is.
So, his only boy of the five kids has apparently been always pretty mean to his youngest daughter.
They always do.
Yeah, is that a common... Was Zach like that?
Well, no, we had three, so it was always two against one. Sometimes it swapped,
yeah.
But always two against one. Don't have two children. Three.
Have even numbers, right?
Have even numbers.
Tom's wisdom coming early. In the latest episode between the pair, his daughter gave the boy a piece of paper with a drawing on it. It was a little gift. The kid promptly ripped it up and told her, apparently, like in these words, this means nothing to me. An 8-year-old said, this means nothing to me. There's some earth-shattering words there. So what the father did, the father then takes one of the kid's artworks that apparently the kid didn't work too hard on and he smashed it and he's to teach the kid a lesson. He's facing a lot of backlash now. The wife said it wasn't the right thing to do. The internet's saying it's not the right thing to do. What do you think?
Well, how dare people judge somebody else in their parenting style? It's up to your own how you do it. My mum used to tell me I was mean all the time because my son, they got given $100 voucher to go to some like Toys R Us that has now gone defunct, which was a lot of money in those days. You think about early 90s.
Yeah.
He went and bought this remote control truck.
Yeah, yeah.
And thought it was really good and he kept leaving it in the yard. And I said, if you leave that outside in the weather one more time, I'm going to throw it away. And Zach goes, I heard him go, oh, he won't do that. So I put it in the bin and I thought, at night when they all go to sleep, I'll go and get it back out of the bin.
Yeah.
Because he cried while I wheeled the wheelie bin out the front.
So you've made a whole song and dance. The stage was set
the stage
for
was
a lesson
set
learned.
For a lesson learned about not following what I tell you, the rules.
Yeah, okay.
So I went and took it outside and I remember being in bed. Next minute I could hear the garbage truck coming.
Thought,
oh, God, I didn't get it out of the bed. That teaches you don't drink too much at night when your children go to bed. But that's another. And then all it was poor Zach's face. He woke up as well and he's running up to the bin. He was chasing the bin down the street.
Oh,
you know what? He learned his lesson. He never left toys in the backyard again.
Well, there you go, ladies and
good
gentlemen.
Good lesson learned.
Guys, get to the water cooler. What are you doing, you gooses?
Coming.
Another two masked singers have been revealed this week on Channel 10's reality singing guessing game. The sixth secluded celebrity hiding inside the dragon costume was Aussie country music star Adam Brand. After a caning from the judges from last week's poor performance, Brand could finally reveal he'd been suffering from a chest infection as well as an adverse reaction to his antibiotics.
An adverse reaction? You mean the dragon was breathing fire from both ends?
In more TV news, Network 10's upfronts for their 2020 season will be held tomorrow at the Jam Factory in South Yarra. Amongst the star-studded lineup, we're expecting to get our first look at who the new batch of MasterChef judges will be.
I don't want to give anything away, but I do need to pick up my cravat from the dry cleaners this afternoon.
I wish to see you there. US soda giant Dr. Pepper is reportedly launching a new cream soda flavour drink in March next year.
Well, I think that sounds fantastic, as long as it doesn't taste like that Dr. Pepper.
A video has gone viral of an applicant cheating his way through a job interview over Skype. The man applying for an IT position was caught out lip-syncing while someone else answered the recruiter questions. At one point, he didn't move his mouth at all while someone off-camera spoke for him.
Well, I can't say he mightn't have a future in IT, but he could try out for next season's of RuPaul's Drag Race. He could lip-sync for his wife.
Yeah. Finally, General Manager of Donut King, Andrew Badcock, went against the official donut code of practice this week, revealing that the raspberry jam filling most bakers use for their jam donuts is actually applesauce with colour and flavouring added. He said it provided the jammy texture without the raspberry seeds consumers dislike.
Well, that's not too bad. I'm more worried about what they use for their powdered sugar.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.